Hello, everyone. This is the Laughing Buddha, and you are listening to an On the Road Again version of the Scooter Diaries, and I am your host. Welcome. So, I am in Albany, Minnesota. I have spent the last several hours celebrating my grandmother's 99th birthday. So, I am back an hour and a half outside of St. Paul, in a town where I spent my childhood visiting my grandparents, and my grandmother is still with us. This would be my mother's mother. And it's raining, and I'm on my way back to town, so I thought I would record a little show for you. Not sure if you can hear the rain, but we're supposed to get severe thunderstorms, so I'm trying to cut out early, get back into town before all of the going up north to the lake traffic starts to come back into town. So, as I said, celebrating my grandmother's 99th birthday, and I found out this afternoon that she was in assisted living facility. That's where the party room was, where everyone gathered to celebrate that momentous occasion. And she just moved into the nursing home, actually at her request. She's taken several falls the last year, and she thought it was time just to have some people around her that could keep an eye on her. So she looks well. I spoke with her for a little bit, but can you imagine what life she has had and what she has seen in those 99 years? So, you know, I'm just thinking of this, you know. I mean, when she was an infant, was it World War I, World War II, landing on the moon, commercial air flight, the internet. I don't think she's interested in podcasting, though. Her hearing is quite diminished. But she looks happy, she looks well, and she's determined to make 100. So it was good seeing all of my cousins. My brother and my sister and their family was there. It was really nice to have everyone together for a change. My aunt Doris is as crazy as ever. So that's where I was this afternoon. So what else can I tell you what's going on? I think I recall the last couple of episodes ago where I was talking about evaluating some of the possessions that I have. You know, when you take the time to help a couple of friends move, and you find out just how much stuff everybody has, it's crazy. It drove me nuts to see my friends, you know, move all this stuff. And what is stuff, really? Why do we have all of these things? So, I have been thinking about how to tackle that. And I know there is a blog that I visit occasionally, and unfortunately I can't remember the fellow's name right now, but he has been spending the last year getting rid of stuff, and his rule is to get rid of at least one item per day. And if he goes on a binge and he gets rid of 20 items in a day, the next day, it's at least one more item. So, I think that's a pretty good idea. I know I personally decided to treat myself, and I purchased a new wallet and a new MERS. For those of you who don't know, a MERS is a man purse. You know, European men have always carried a little shoulder bag or whatever. And I've actually done the same sort of practice. And, you know, I've acquired several over the years, and I just decided to make the investment in a really nice one. Now, this isn't Louis Vuitton or anything like that. It's a fellow who has a company called Saddleback Leather. And I bought his iPad 3 case for my iPad last month, and I am very impressed with the quality of that product. So I decided I have been needing a wallet and a new MERS, so I ordered both because he had sort of a Father's Day flat shipping rate going on. So my cats, who are very generous children, decided to get their father, that would be me, a little Father's Day present. So that should be arriving hopefully this week. So as I was saying, now acquiring this new bag is going to necessitate me getting rid of at least one of my other MERSes. So actually I went through a closet of mine and have started putting things aside to get rid of. And I invite you to join me on that. I think we have too much stuff. Especially in America, we have this tendency to buy a lot of toys and that sort of thing. Let me see, what else is going on? Work is still work. We're going to be very busy the last several weeks here of June as we close out our fiscal year. And that is going to be down to the wire. We have a large gap, but we have a new membership on-air drive that's going to be happening starting next week. So hopefully we'll be able to close out the fiscal year and be able to start afresh. Well, I didn't want to talk about this now, but, you know, we're not too far into this show, but I have a dilemma. You see, those of you who follow me on Twitter know that I practice Tai Chi. And it's important to me. It helps me take care of my body and also my mind. It's a very good practice. And I think off and on, I've studied Tai Chi for the last 20 years. And the current school that I go to in Minneapolis, called the Chinatown Tai Chi Center, our grandmaster is located in San Francisco. And his name is Doc Phi Wong. You can Google him. He's a very renowned Choi Le Foot Kung Fu and Tai Chi master who was born in China and came to America when he was about 5 or 6 years old, which is also the time he started studying martial arts. And he visits our school only once per year. And Unfortunately, it looks like the date that he has chosen, or actually my teacher has arranged with him, is during September, and it's the exact same weekend as Pride 48. Now, I have been kind of dragging my feet about booking my flight and my hotel, and I'm really in a quandary because, you know, I love Tai Chi. My grandmaster isn't getting any younger, and I'm not sure how much longer he's going to be traveling and teaching. So I have this decision to make of deciding between two things that I enjoy, which is Tai Chi, and also podcasting, and I just don't know what to do. I'm torn. I know Seder 69 isn't going to be able to make it because of his theatrical commitments, and Moose P also has a conflict during that weekend. So I haven't made a firm decision yet, but I'm kind of leaning towards not making it to Vegas. So I wanted to put that out there just so you wouldn't be too disappointed and you kind of know what's going on. So I'm kind of bummed and don't know what to do about that. Let's see, on the remodel front, not much has been happening. My contractor was in for probably a few hours on Friday. The weather here has been just beastly hot. Right now, as I'm traveling back to the Twin Cities, it's about 91 degrees Fahrenheit with high humidity and a high dew point. It's kind of steamy out there, not very comfortable. And working in a uninsulated attic is probably not very comfortable either. So he did get the framing done around one of the dormers. He has the other dormer to finish up, and then one wall. And that should be complete as far as the framing is concerned. And then afterwards, the insulator will come in and do his job. And then the heating duct work will be finished. Will be installed because, well, you won't need heat now, but you know, winter is fast approaching. So that's about it for me. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this. You can write me at thescooterdiaries@gmail.com, or you can also call my listener line at area code 612-56-SCOOT. That's 612-567-2668. So thanks again for listening, and until next time, do take care.